After months of promises and pledges and a series of smaller measures, tomorrow the government will publish the details of its revamped housing plan. It's set against a stark backdrop. More than 16,500 people are living in emergency accommodation. Rents are continuing to rise. The coalition has already conceded that it won't meet this year's target for the provision of new homes, and a government report has warned that the crisis could last for another 15 years. The Housing Minister, James Brown, has been briefing the Cabinet on the plan, which will be called Delivering Homes, Building Communities. On his way into that meeting, he spoke to reporters.
So this morning, three really important memos going to Cabinet. One is the water sector plan, which is setting out how we're going to spend the funding we have to deliver both on water infrastructure and also on water quality. And water infrastructure is absolutely crucial for housing supply. The second memo we have is in relation to the Land Development Agency and increasing its funding by €2.5 billion to ensure that they have the funds that they need to deliver the housing that they are delivering right across this country over the coming years. And then finally, the housing plan. And we'll bring that to Cabinet this morning. It was approved this week by the Housing Cabinet Committee. We've had huge input from every department right across government, and we'll be launching it tomorrow morning, so we will. But that housing plan really is absolutely crucial. I haven't been waiting for the plan. I've been pulling as many levers as possible as we have across government, such as some of the significant measures around planning, zoning, apartment specifications, protecting our renters, and also working with Minister Donoghue in terms of his decisions in the Department of Finance as well. Because the housing plan is very much focused on two key pillars. One is activation. We need to activate supply and as quickly as possible, and for social housing, affordable housing and private housing supply as well. But also the second pillar, which is really important, about supporting people. Supporting people in homelessness, preventing people going into homelessness and exiting people from homelessness, but also for example, domestic violence as well, people in our refuges and right across the sector. So those two key pillars are absolutely crucial to our housing plan. But it's really about the how we are going to activate housing, how we are going to support people who need housing, as I say, and ensuring that the measures that we've taken over the last 8 months deliver on what we believe it can do.
Housing Minister James Brown. Meanwhile, the Simon Community of Ireland has called for the reintroduction of the no-fault eviction ban. Speaking after the launch of Simon's annual report this morning, Nuala Ward, who's the Director of Investigations with the Children's Ombudsman's Office, said tomorrow's plan needed to include strong preventative measures.
We are very much looking forward to tomorrow's action plan, and we understand there's going to be a dedicated section relating to lifting children and families out of homelessness, which has to be welcomed. But there has to be preventative mechanisms as well. No child should be homeless in Ireland. No child. So that's what we want to see, that this is going to be a commitment and they're going to follow through. Because in 2014, the first housing strategy, there was 800 children homeless and we were shocked. This is the fourth. There's 5,238 children homeless. So all we want is for them to stick to it and make it work in the best interest of children. All the research shows that it can have a hugely detrimental effect on children for them to even experience a short period of homelessness. And we have children now in Ireland facing into their second Christmas in homeless services. And that is just wrong. When we have spoken to children directly about their experience in living in homelessness, they talk about the shame. That they're ashamed to tell their friends that they're living in homeless services. And the youngest child that told us that, it was a wee boy of six. A little boy of 6 years of age feeling shame for being homeless. And that we just cannot let that happen anymore. So the children we met, they spoke about the noise. They're hearing couples arguing, babies crying late at night. And they're living in a world of adult noise that they should never be exposed to. So that's what we really need and want, is there everything can be done is to prevent children ever going into homelessness.
Also this morning, the former President Mary McAleese added her support to Focus Ireland's No Child Without a Home campaign to end child homelessness. It comes as the charity says it has supported 18% more children in the first 10 months of this year when compared to the same period in 2024. Mary McAleese has been speaking about her own experience of homelessness and why she has supported this initiative.
Back in 1972, we were shot out of our home in Belfast overnight. Literally overnight, we lost our home, my mother and father, 9 children, aged, I was then almost 20. the youngest brother was just a couple of years old. So the question then was, what do you do? So we were fortunate that we had, my mum is one of a family of 11, so we'd lots of aunts and uncles whom we could couch surf with. And I suppose as children, that maybe seems like a bit of an adventure, but the adventure palls, believe you me. My mother said, who wants you with 9 children? And for me, the most important thing that comes back to me now, as I look back over my longer life now, is the impact it had on all of the other children in the family. No two reacted the same way. People adapt differently. They have a skill set that's different. But most importantly, there was an attitude of around these times that because it's happening to children, it doesn't really matter. They'll get over it. They didn't all. They did not all. My youngest brother then, by the time we got a new home together, a very small little home in a small, beautiful village, on our first Sunday there, I still remember sitting around this very cramped kitchen table and my father asking him, you know, how he, my little brother Clement, how he was. And he said, Daddy, I'm a very happy boy. And I think of all the children who can say today, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy boy. I'm not a happy girl. When will they be happy? Well, they'll be happy when we help to make them happy. And please God, we'll do that with the help of Focus Ireland. We'll do that with the mobilisation of civic society and political effort. We have the resources. You know, every child a home. And not just a roof. Not a hub. Not a stopgap bed and breakfast. Important though these are, they are temporary. They are not home. Every child a home.
Former President Mary McAlee speaking a short time ago. Let's get the latest from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, details of the new housing plan have been dripping out. The formal launch isn't until tomorrow. What are you hearing about the likely shape of this plan?
Well, we know that the overarching plan for government is to construct 300,000 homes by the year 2030. So this plan is going to break it down and give us some more details, different targets in different sectors. So take, for example, today we learned that they want to try and build 90,000 starter homes. That's trying to answer a question which has been put to builders, to the government. Why are they continuing to build 3 and 4 bed homes when many people trying to get onto the property ladder don't need it? They want something smaller and they want something cheaper. So it's that type of detail we're beginning to learn. We're also hearing more about finance. So the Land Development Agency, which was constituted for two things. One was to support more acquisition of private land to deliver private housing, and then also to find additional strategic public land for sites. So that's going to get more money. €2.5 billion, bringing its overall budget up to €8.75 billion. And that investment is leading the Taoiseach to say this: there's never been more investment in housing, and this is indicative of a government which is seeking to move on that. In relation to a couple of other things, we knew that they were going to try and make 20,000 homes, bringing them back into use through a vacant refurbishment grant and also expert advice grant to support bringing more homes and vacant shop spaces back into use as homes. So you can see, once again, there's a range of action. From the clip you heard from the minister, the second part of it is to try and deal with homelessness. It has been going up month on month, and he believes that they're going to be able to reverse that trend, not just because they're going to have more homes being delivered, but also he's got a plan to inject more than €100 million next year to house families who are on the housing list the longest. In other words, trying to exit, and then there's going to be a range of other measures to try and stop people getting into homelessness in the first place. That's broadly speaking what we have in this plan, albeit that we haven't actually got the document in front of us because, as you said, it won't be published until tomorrow.
Opposition parties, Paul, have already been responding to the information in the public domain. What have they been saying?
Well, to be fair to them, they are saying they too have to see the document and therefore they're only relying on leaks that we're giving them. But Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin O'Brien, has warned that this plan has to be more ambitious. But what he's saying is, from what he's hearing so far, it doesn't sound as if this is the case. He said it sounds like a repackaging of the last plan, which was brought out by the previous minister, Dara O'Brien. The Social Democrats housing spokesperson, Rory Hearn, he says that the leaks, once again, are deeply disappointing. And here's a quote: there is no radical change here. It's not good enough. And I think what we'll see tomorrow are likely to be very disappointing pages. And then Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, he said, even when you do see the plan, you're not going to be able to trust or believe the figures that are contained in it, because in every other plan that we've seen, or the last three or four of them, they've never delivered on the promises anyway.
In advance of tomorrow's announcement, RTE reporter Conor Hunt has been speaking to some people in Carlow and Dublin who are affected by the crisis.
An evening house viewing in Crumlin in Dublin. On offer is a mid-terrace two-bedroom. The asking price is €325,000. It does, though, need work. There's a steady stream of would-be buyers here, among them Dearany Canilla.
When you come to some viewings, especially the open viewings, and you see how many people are looking, and then you go to bid and you're up, and you know, sometimes there's new bids coming in every 5 or 10 minutes.
So how are you finding it?
Demoralising, I would say.
Dearan has been renting in the capital for the last 12 years and acknowledges the money she has spent could have paid off half a mortgage. She's been actively looking to buy since January.
I've been to a lot of viewings, I've put in some bids, but especially as a single buyer, you know, you're kind of up against people with double the buying power and developers and investors, so it's tough.
It's tough, to be honest. Mental health wouldn't be great when you're stuck in kind of a one-place situation all the time. So it's really not a nice thing.
At a bungalow on the outskirts of Carlow town, space is tight. At 34 years of age, Samantha Sheehy still sleeps in her childhood bedroom.
I'm here living at home with a special needs sister, my mother, my father that is actually sick, and my baby. There's three of us in a one room. So there's two single beds and a cot bed in my room. So obviously the cot bed is beside my bed, which is my son. And then I have my mother in another single bed across the way.
What's that like?
It's cramped. It's small. It's not a big room. It's a come and go situation here. So I get up in the morning, get my child ready for school, breakfast, out the door. If it's not weather like this, I'm gone from morning to evening. So it's really kind of a sleeping situation just there for us. I go see friends and family. Get my child outside, do a bit of outdoor activity with him. Because we don't want to be stuck in a house all day. Obviously, my mother and father need their own bit of space, so.
Yeah, how do you feel about it? You're 34 years old. I'm sure you want to get on with your life. How do you feel now that you're still living in your childhood bedroom? How's that feel?
How can I feel? Sure, if I can't get anywhere, what am I meant to do? I just have to put by with it and just stay here until something comes up. Like, you're stuck in a situation you can't get out.
Samantha says she's been on the local authority housing list for the last 4 years. She's hoping the government's new housing plan tomorrow will bring some relief.
Looking for a house is ridiculous, if I'm being brutally honest. I've been here all my life and I've been on the council list, and trying to get a council house is a joke. They've asked me if I wanted to go into the homeless accommodations with a child, which I don't think it's something I'd like to do. To be honest, the housing crisis is mad. It's a joke here.
The need for more housing and assistance is keenly voiced by the people in Carlow we spoke to.
To be honest with you, like, I'm from Carlow and like I'm like literally living in a tin can and I have to pay like €550 a month. Do you know what I mean? And like I'm nearly 26 years of age and like, you know, a lot of people my age are, you know, considering going abroad. And also I think a lot of people are like buying plots of land and considering getting mobile homes. And like in this day and age, you know what I mean? Like you look at the homeless crisis, you look at everything, it's ridiculous really, you know?
Big housing report out on Thursday about the government's new plans. What would you like to see in that?
I definitely need to see more like support for like, you know, the younger generation, because you know what I mean? Like back in our parents' day and age, they would have paid pebbles, like, so definitely a lot more support for people in their 20s and 30s, you know what I mean?
You know, like I have a son, he's an accountant. He's actually moved back home this weekend because he can't afford to buy a house. He's renting big money, like, and he wants to buy a house. He's 27 years of age with his girlfriend. His girlfriend has a good job as well. She works in HR, and like two good jobs, can't afford a house, so it's actually shocking. Yeah,
so he's moved back
home to live with his parents. It's not ideal for him or his girlfriend. She's moved back to her parents. It's not ideal, but that's what they have to do to get a house or to save. Like if they weren't working, they'd probably get a house easier, you know.
On Thursday, the government is announcing a new plan to
increased supply. What would you like to see in that?
Well, I would like something for those young people that's working and earning money, and that's making an effort to work, to give them something towards some sort of mortgage plan or something.
Some views from Carlo. Conor Hunt reporting there.